The boys' room is a collection of artifacts from Bev's actual childhood, which she preserved lovingly. Mixed in here are a couple of my actual toys, but most of them are just toys that I've collected of times gone by. The handmade quilts on both beds were wrapped up and preserved in storage. We don't know who made them, but they're absolutely beautiful. The maple twin beds are the beds of Bev and her older sister Elaine through their childhood. A lot of the game boards in the room can still be taken down and used. I love the graphics on game boards. On the back wall, there's a 1924 fundraising poster to build the Cleveland Christian Home for Children, which is a beloved career of mine for 16 years. Also, the arch screen on the back wall is currently being used as a pegboard, is also from the children's home, which is almost 100 years old. We have peppered throughout antique sports paraphernalia, like tennis and badminton and baseball sports items. But Bev, she was a star athlete in school. She was involved in basketball, tennis, swimming, and hockey. We're very happy to have her letter sweater from Western High School, which she attended between 1950 and 1954. And I also have a school pennant. I have an affinity for vintage pennants from places I visited in my youth. My favorites are the Bar Harbor Maine pennant, which is sewn on the bed pillow, and a 1950s mini pennant from Mackinac Island. Hanging from Eleanor's traveling trunk is her husband's actual new Central Milwaukee YMCA t-shirt. Ray worked for the YMCA for his entire career, spanning over 30 years. The question is this room haunted? My brother-in-law swears there's something in that room, and he refuses to sleep in it when he visits. So much so that in a visit, he camped in a tent on my deck. With all those vintage toys, I'm sure people who have loved these items have let a little bit of their personal essence on them. So what do you think?